Hey, hello friends, welcome back to our podcast. So today we are going to listen about the natural treatment for cough. So kindly stay tuned. So like natural polyesters and applications are excellent ways to alleviate the discomfort of a cough. So there are some suggestions like natural remedies we could use. So the first is like onion. So guys, onion, what it does, so it's like in Marathi we can say is kanda. So it helps to break up the thick mucus and congestion. As a healing application, it is both versatile and effective. And try placing raw slices on a plate near your child's bed. So like in if there is a chest condition or in the socks to wear overnight. So this is something like we can say from the grandma's remedies, we can use those things. The second most used is lemon. So lemon is good for watery thin discharges, tickly coughs and bronchitis. So it can be used as a steam inhalation. So during the steam, you can put few drops or you can put the chilka of the like or the cover of the lemon into the steam and you can give the steam inhalation to your child or you can yourself. Sometimes warm chest compresses can be given. So placing lemon slices near a radiator will help disperse oils throughout the room. So you can do that. Third is like chamomile. So as a tea or remedy, it is a great soother for chest congestion and bronchitis. It can be used as a compresses to the chest. Mostly do not use for high fevers, guys. So high fevers management is totally different. So the fever which is like around 100, so you can have the proper treatment. If it is going more than 101, you have to consult a doctor and take the proper treatment. Some homeopathic remedies I would like to discuss. So the well chosen homeopathic remedy can help shorten the course of illness, guys, and decrease the severity of the cough and make the child more comfortable. So the list are the some commonly used remedies for variety of coughs, and when choosing a remedy, pick the one that closely matches your child's symptom or your patient's symptom. So the first one is the aconite. So aconite napellus is useful at the onset of many types of cough. So aconite is also helpful for sudden attacks of croup at the beginning of steps. Like if there is a beginning stage of cough, there is exposure of cold and the child has started with the cough. So think of aconite. And that often arises after the child has been playful outside on a coolly windy afternoon. The cough is hard, dry, barking character. So look for the cause, look for the onset. If there is sudden onset, think of aconite. The child can be anxious also and can experience difficulty in breathing with the high fever. So when aconite is no longer working, guys, in such cases, if there is still croupy cough, think of Heparsulf or Spongia toastra. Okay, fine. The second remedy comes with Entim Tart. Like you know, like Entim Tart specifically has the action over the pneumogastric nerve. So when there is paralysis of pneumogastric nerve, matlab bachcha khaans raha hai, bachcha matlab khaansi nikal nahi pata hai. So because of pneumogastric paralysis, so there is no sensations to throughout the lungs, the cough. Okay, so there would be the rattling in the chest, which is strong, loose cough. And the chest feels full of mucus, yet the child is too weak to bring up the phlegm. Okay, so the child tends to bend backwards while coughing and is sleepy after a coughing fit. So there can be shortening of the breath also, a sense of suffocation. So you can ask the history. The child is often irritable. Winnie prefers to be left alone. So these are the psychological symptoms, body language, which you have to think. But the main cause, which what it is lying underlying, so you have to rule out those things and you have to prescribe. So the third remedy is Bryonia. So Bryonia is excellent cough remedy for a cough that is dry. Okay, if it is dry, painful in chest and head, and which is worse after motion and being better from being still. So there is no movement. Bachche ko aise hi rukna pasand hai. बैठ के खांसेगा वैसे ही बैठना उसको पसंद है, खेलना पसंद नहीं है, ड्राई कफ है. एंड टेकिंग बीट ड्रिप्स को ट्रिगर द कफ एंड द चाइल्ड्स मूड इज इरिटेबल लाइक अ बियर एंड शी और ही हैज अ स्ट्रॉन्ग थर्स्ट फॉर कोल्ड ड्रिंक्स गाइस. सो यू कैन थिंक ऑफ ब्रायोनिया. एंड द इम्पॉर्टेंट रेमेडी कम्स इज ड्रोसेरा. सो ड्रोसेरा इज अनदर रेमेडी फॉर वॉयलेंट कफिंग स्पेल्स विच एंड्स इन चोकिंग, गैगिंग और वॉमिटिंग. In such cases, you have to think of Drosera. Ipecac is also one of the good remedy, which is like that induces vomiting. Means coughing induces vomiting. Fine. So we'll come back to the Drosera. So the cough is so strong that the child can hardly catch her breath. So she is better in the open air. And in barking cough, whooping cough, in crow, it is indicated there is overall dryness. Sometimes there would be blood also. So Ipecac, this is a very good remedy which we can use in our practice. So there is suffocative coughs that ends in retching and vomiting. So the child feels nauseated, there is aversion to the food, and the cough is worse at 7 in the evening and better in the fresh air. And the, sometimes you can think of the nosode also, which is nothing but pertussis. So pertussis is indicated when the cough is dry, choking and hacking, and is triggered by tickling of the throat. So there are like sighing at the end of an attack. So pertussis 30 potency can be used once a week as an immune strengthener during whooping cough and outbreaks. So you can ask to your healthcare provider if you suspect you or your child having whooping cough. Don't take self-prescriptions. So yes guys, we have talked about natural remedies and homeopathic management of the cough. So I hope you have enjoyed the podcast. If you like the podcast, you like the information, do visit our channel on the Spotify, do subscribe and share with many listeners. So think healthy, eat healthy and love each other. Bye bye. Thank you.